33.
Thank you, Lord, for the
Take your time, you'll get it back.
Next time.
You're fine.
It's not ours.
If not, I'll read it for you.
Would you read it, since you've got that power on you right now? Here it is. Thus says the Lord, 20, if you can break my covenant of the day and my covenant of the night, that there should not be day and night in their season, then may also my covenant be broken with David, my servant, that he should not be a son to reign upon his throne, which is, David is a type of Jesus. With the Levites, the priests, my ministry. What he's saying is, if you can stop the morning and the evening, if you can stop the earth from spinning, then he can break his covenant. So every morning now, when the sun comes up, I say, thank you, Lord Jesus, my covenant's in place. I say, thank you, Lord Jesus, my covenant is in place. That's enough to make one dance. Not dance, dance.
Boy, y'all lit, y'all flaming it, woo!
I love pop. God is truly moving by his spirit.
I'll tell you something about Lester Summerall. Lester Summerall started preaching when he was 17 years old. Before he got to fire, okay, the only reason why he's up there preaching is because God, when he was on his deathbed, died from TB, the Lord showed him, you see this coffin? If you don't preach my word, that's where you're going. And he hated preachers and hated church.
My God.
And he said it, Lord, I hate preachers and hate church. Doesn't matter, either you don't, or that coffin is your future. So he chose to preach. He was standing up there in front of all these people. He'd be, under his breath, he'd be saying, I hope you SOB die and go to hell. That's what he used to tell them.
He was a cuss.
He hated them. Until one night, God absolutely took him to Mongolia, took him to Africa, took him to South America, and showed all these people dying and going to hell. And he said, these people are dying to go to hell, and the blood is on you. He said, how could it, I've never even been there, how could they bill me? He looked down, and he looked at his hands, and it was covered in blood. And the Lord told him, because you are sent to preach my word. If you don't preach my word and tell these people, then their blood will be accounted to you. That night, after he did, he got down on his knees, wearing a white suit, solid white, in the floor. And he said that I just started repenting, and I started crying and crying, and the fire of God cleansed me all night long. I got up next morning and loved everybody. It's the fire, it's the fire, man.
Hallelujah.
He was one of the most dedicated men I ever seen.
You ain't lying.
I read his book, he right.
Thank you, Lord.
God, focus on what.
The fire is lit, so you need to go on and take your few minutes, because you're gonna really have to stop on time.
Yeah, I will.
I went over into your time, but.
That's fine.
I'll pay him back.
Isaiah 60 says, arise, for thy light is come.
Woo, hallelujah.
And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee.
Jesus.
For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But that's nothing. But the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising.
Woo, hallelujah.
The enemy tries many tactics to stop the move of God, but he could not, and he can't.
No, not at all.
I saw something in this book.
Greatest revival since.
I read this part first, page 60. This is the testimony of a restorer. She said, I know a minister who became the pastor of a church in California that seemed dead to the presence of God. No matter how they changed their worship or how they preached, the Lord did not move among the people. The pastor determined to find the cause of the lack of God's presence in the church. Sometimes when things are not moving along, you have to seek the Lord out. She said, one night while meeting with the board of the church, the pastor asked, can you tell me how this church was founded? Why do you need to know that? The chairman of the board asked. I want to know why God's presence is not here. There must be something wrong in the church, he replied. Do you know how this church was birthed? The boy replied that the church began as a split from another church more than 20 years earlier. They related that the mother church now had a new pastor, different leadership, and many new members who were not even aware of the history of the church split. But we cannot expect to experience the presence of God in our church until we reconcile this long-standing offense. My pastor friend responded, taking the board of the church with him. This pastor went to the pastor of the mother church. You don't know us or our history, he stated, but our church began as a split off your church. We have come to be reconciled with your church and to forgive the offenses of longstanding between these churches.
Amen.
The pastors and board members of these two churches prayed together and established a bond of love and fellowship with each other. After that simple confession and act of reconciliation, God's presence returned to my friend's church. The Holy Spirit began to move among the people. When there is any form of animosity that can quell the Spirit, the Spirit cannot build on top of a weak foundation or offense. The Lord even taught me back in 06 that the enemy uses a tactic. Sometimes pastors get in strife with people because they don't tithe. And then the people can't learn from the pastor the same because of his offense. When there's offense, you can't teach, you know, you can't teach people you're offended with. Even if you don't admit it, it'll come out in your ways and your attitudes.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Ain't that so?
And this is a tactic of the enemy. When eventually when people get strong, they'll tithe. Mm-hmm. Tithe is worship. Amen. But any kind of offense can do this. Now, this is what the Lord said. This is a warning, she said. God spoke a startling message to me one night as I was ministering in the church in North Carolina. He declared, he said, I will not allow anyone who touches my plan, my program, my prophets, or my prophecy to be a part of the, or participate in the next move of God. When I saw this, it reminded me of something the Lord told me a few years ago. He has to build on the strong foundation, the foundation of love and worship.
Amen.
That's the kind of, it doesn't take the greatest education because whatever you need to preach is going to be revealed. It doesn't matter what you don't know. God can reveal, just like he revealed to Fuchsia Piggy when it was necessary how the hydro dams work, the electric plants work. He can reveal to you anything.
Yes, amen.
But we have to stay in the love of God. We have to keep the fire of God burning. We have to walk in love with everybody.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
If that's not in place, if that's not in place, you won't be in the next move of God.
Have mercy.
God will exclude you.
Boy, come on.
And some of the instructions that he gave me is because of that. He said, in 06, he said, don't teach foolish pastors. Foolish and pastors shouldn't go in the same sentence.
That's right.
But he had to tell me that many times. Because he gave me a strong love for pastors, and I love all the pastors I know.
That's good. Glory to God.
But I can't make them wise.
That's right.
And you have to have, see, God, I began to know when she said this stood out to me because the Lord was teaching this way. And around that was around the same time the Pastor McCann got up and said that he saw a vision of Jesus. And he was in a dead church. And he said, anybody that want to know the Lord, come out in the parking lot. Remember when he did that? That was around the same time the Lord was giving me this. He has to build on a strong foundation.
Yes, amen.
He said, I will not allow anyone who touches my plan, my program, my prophets, or my prophecy to be part or participate in the next move of God. She said, I immediately recognized the book of Jude in outline form in that statement. he had mentioned four of the seven steps that led the church to go into apostasy. I realized that three are sins committed against God, that there are much worse than sins that we commit against our fellow man. It is not a light matter to be involved in criticism or betrayal of an anointed servant of God. And she is dealing with the spirit of Absalom. Absalom tried to supplant David. David,
yeah.
A man after God's own heart.
His own daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I say it was unnatural.
His mother was from another country. She was not Israel. She wasn't an Israelite. Her witchcraft was on Absalom.
That's right. That's right.
And this is, and the enemy knows what can stop the move of God. See, in the second verse here, it said, "Behold, the darkness shall cover the earth." That's going to happen, and it did. But don't look at that. That's a minor thing. Look at him. God's got a plan that rises above the snake line.
Amen. Come on, that's exactly correct.
We're the people who rise above all that. When you turn on the lights, when you operate in the fire of God's word, like Mary said this morning, you stir it up.
Yes.
There's no reason for you to not have the fire of God in your bosom.
Yes,
receive his word and speak it. Do it. If you can yield to the Lord, you can do anything.
Amen.
You're mighty in him. Your prayers avail much. If you can't get out and preach and do all the things others do, you can pray. And sometimes the Lord will wake me up and have me praying in the Holy Spirit.
Come on.
I'm in the comfort of my own bed.
That's right.
And the Lord is using me as a vessel to rescue somebody else.
Preach that, bro.
The weapons of our warfare, we are weaponized.
Amen.
The weapons of our warfare are mighty. We can pull it down strong.
Yeah.
And in the comfort of your living room,
even
in your own bed.
In your car.
And Henry Gruber, he goes up all over the world. He's very wise. He's got that old-fashioned Holy Ghost. He goes to churches.
He's got the fire, too.
And yeah. He's got the fire, and he keep it lit.
Yep.
Amen.
He go to churches. He say, anybody in here that just wake up in the night and can't go to sleep? And a lot of older, elderly people, we wake up, we can't go back. He said, well, when that happens, pray for me. Because I'm in dangerous situations. That's why he can walk out of those places. He can walk out of the dangers that he get himself into.
Unscathed.
Amen.
Because
all right,
people are praying.
We got to bring it to close. Way over that. Y'all so much on fire.
I'm telling you. We will overcome us.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Lord.
This is the beginning.
This is our heritage. And you're going to see it in the children. Whatever you do before the children, they'll pick it up and run faster.
Jesus.
Dear Lord, I thank you for your word.
Yes,
I thank you for your mighty word. Thank you for including us in your life. Help us to do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Word there, Lord.